time for some bizarre news, and our bringer of bizarre news is Paul Bright. Hello.
Simon Pauley.
And what have we got? We've got an international crop of stories.
Well, we have, and we continue. I was so impressed, if I say it myself, with last week's cultural effort. I thought, let's have some more.
Self-praise?
Absolutely. It's no recommendation, but nobody else does it. No. So there you are. Your job's worth doing.
Do it yourself.
Do it yourself. So there we are. And cultural continues with a tour of Greece this week. And we look at a lost temple that is no longer lost. It's been found.
So it's just a temple?
It's just a temple. And it's all to do with the Greek goddess Artemis.
Oh, I have to shave like that.
Yes. And apparently for years, people had thought this temple was never to be found again. But it turned out that the person who was a Greek mythologist from many years ago gave the wrong directions. So people have been looking in the wrong place. And they were about 6 miles out of place. So they've actually found all sorts of stuff to do with Artemis, thanks to Switzerland. Isn't it amazing what the Swiss get involved in?
Yeah, you know, we should invent a temple detector.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier, wouldn't it?
Well, it would. Is your body a temple?
Well, yeah.
Well, there you are.
Can't you detect it? Moving on.
Yes, we shall. And yes, good news for them. They found their temple. And sort of connected, but not connected. We go to the town of Minsk, or the city of Minsk. It's a wonderful name. It's the capital of Belarus, which, a bit like last week, we had Estonia. It's another Russian former territory. And there's a bit of a row going on about the bells.
Oh, too loud?
Too loud. Well, it's a bit, he said, she said. It's a bit, one side saying that they've been banned from ringing them. Another side says they haven't, but they're just jealous because they've got better bells than we have. And it's all sort of, yeah, it's a bit, you know, you can ring your bells, which are next to a block of flats, but we can't ring ours and people like them. So it's the Orthodox Church and the Catholic Church, and they're having a bit of a to do about it.
Like there's not enough going on.
Yeah.
You got to worry about your bells.
Yeah, I know.
Honestly.
It's crazy. It's futile, really.
There's a church not far from here, actually, and they don't have real bells. What they do is they have a speaker outside that plays the sound.
Yes.
Bells. Have you heard that before?
I have, and actually this is one of the things to do with this particular church.
Mm-hmm.
They've put, while they have it restored, they've put these speakers in, but they are hoping to put in real bells in. And actually, not far from where I live, probably about a mile up the road, is a church. And on a clear night, and the wind in the right direction, I can actually hear them practicing on a week. They practice the...
It's quite a nice sound, I think.
Yes, yeah.
Not if I live right next door, probably, but...
Well, no. I live for many years in Worcester and live not far from the cathedral. When that goes off at 7 o'clock in the morning, it loses its charm a little bit.
You're late. I slept in. No, you didn't.
I couldn't get to sleep because of the bells. But there you go. So isn't it interesting what people will moan about?
Oh, yeah.
Now, you're a man of history, or you like...
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, you're interested in it.
All right. I thought you meant I was old. Well, yeah.
I'm not going down that road. Mm-hmm. Not at all, no. And now, but... you're interested in history,
yes,
aren't you? And did you know it's the 80th anniversary this year of the disappearance of Amelia Earhart?
But actually, I think I did know that, actually.
Did you know that? Well, there you go. There are probably people out there who didn't. So, you know, there you are. There's someone out there screaming at the radio.
Famous woman who pioneered aviation, didn't she?
Aviation, and got a bit lost, shall we say. And the island of Saipan in the Western Pacific, they want to lay claim that it was there where she was actually found.
I don't think she was ever found.
Well, there you are. And all these there's a big documentary been out recently. I haven't seen it yet. I don't know if you have, on this disappearance. And that Saipan lay claim that it was there that she was supposedly brought down and captured by the Japanese.
I hadn't heard that.
But there you go.
The story I heard was that they reckoned that she was actually very close to her destination when the obviously it crashed. I think it ran out of fuel.
Yes, it did.
And there was a problem with communications with the Navy, and it was just one of those things. And the chap, I think, that was navigating with her had a bit of a penchant for some alcohol and things. So, it was a bit of a fraught trip, I think.
I think it was, and it actually turned out, the other one I've heard is that she actually ended up in the Marshall Islands, which is about 1,000 miles south. It's a long, long way from where Saipan is. But they're sticking to it, and they claim they've got photographic evidence and all sorts of things, and that they would need the revenue to help their infrastructure.
Uh-huh.
And it's quite interesting. We often use the line, is there nothing better to do? Well, it would appear there is, because it appears in Saipan they've got a sewage problem at the moment. So instead of spending the money on trying to find out where Amelia Earhart crashed her plane, they need to probably tidy up a bit.
I know what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Priorities.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's caused a little bit of a row.
Interesting.
Now, how would you like to own your own airplane?
Yes, please.
Would you like to?
Yep.
Well, you can.
Oh?
If you've got a spare £50 million.
There's always a catch.
I know. Boeing are auctioning off 3 747 aircraft in China.
Are they new or old?
Relatively new, I think. The company that owned them went bust about 4 or 5 years ago, and they're now just lying dormant, ready for the highest bidder. And it will cost you between £40 and £50 million, should you wish.
Is that the part used price, is it?
That's the lot.
Yeah, I wonder what they are. What, for three of them?
Oh, no, each.
Mm-hmm. Each. I thought, that's not a bad deal.
And I did like the line at the top of this. It said, we're not sure if the person has to collect.
Can you post it over?
Well, it's a plane, it can fly over, you know.
Imagine you turned up, you just bought it, you won the lottery, and you thought, I'm having a jumbo. And then you go over and, you know, make an absolute fool of yourself.
Yeah.
Trying to drive it.
Yes, and they probably put a list price on it or something like that, you know. So, but it's a nice idea. If you've got that spare amount, we'd like some. But also, you can go and buy your own aeroplane. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, we'll come on. In fact, you could take us on a world tour.
Yes, the world tour, yes. Complete with insurance premium.
Yeah, don't bring that up. Right, well, that's a nice crop of stories and narratives and things.
I'm so glad you like it.
I did like it. Now, if you'd like to get in touch, we would love to hear from you, Paul, and I would.
Absolutely. Anything you like. Honest.
Yeah.
And you can email us, radio@rnib.org.uk.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.